Hello, Audio Boo. All one word here. So, nothing like a bit of a thigh buster to start a walk off, eh? My eldest daughter and I are going up Snowdon as we speak. We've arrived a little bit late. I would have liked to have started about 2 hours ago, to be honest, but there's a lot of people walking, kind of with us, but not with us, if you know what I mean. Well, I've just had a tweet from PRB43. He says that we'll probably get there before him. I don't think so. He's way ahead of us, I believe. So, we're not that far outside the railway. Oh, some vomit. Somebody's obviously found it too difficult. We're going up the Clanberis Path, which is the longest route. But yeah, but it's the most gradual, it's the easiest one, technically. It's actually quite warm, overcast, high cloud, but it's keeping the heat in. Bit of a cool breeze, but otherwise nice. As we turn the corner and come up to this bit now, we can see the quarry that overlooks Llanberis. I was here in April this year with my daughter, and we were going to climb Snowdon then, but the conditions on the top were such that we needed ice aids. And given that the majority of kids that were walking, they decided to can the idea, so we went for a nice walk around. Oh, Llanberis Lake, which we're looking at now. Fantastic. So if anybody's listening and knows the route, we're hitting this first gate across the road. So we haven't been going long, 10 minutes. Probably hear the sheep from this farm around the corner. Come through the gate. Push. Well, it's not as if you're going to pull it. So there we go. So I'll try and record as we're going up. So we'll... Oh, they're all lambs, look, tomorrow. So I'll try and record as we're going up. We're catching up with a lot of people. There's about, 400 metres ahead of us, there's about a group of about 20. They could be coming back down, of course, but they've stopped. Sheepdogs in the back of that pickup. Yeah. Right, catch you in a minute. Or in an hour. Hello. So, thought I'd just do a quick update. The ascent has kind of levelled out a bit. We're still going up, but it's that gentle bit now. Probably hear that screaming type noise in the background. It was a bit drafty though. It's one of the diesel trains coming down, one of the diesel engines. There are a few hundred people going up the Llanberis Path today. It's extremely busy. I'm looking at the peak of Eowitha now, and it's in cloud. I'm looking across to... Oh, so if I'm looking right, where am I looking? Come on, people. Am I looking east to the right? Anyway, to the right. The wind is blowing from that direction, whichever direction it is. And there's a train. about 100 metres to my right now. But sorry, had to pause you there, wait for tomorrow to catch up, but it's looking pretty nasty coming in. There's some low cloud heading for Snowdon Peak, here with a peak. So we may be surrounded in cloud. Oh, they're rebuilding the path now, we're just going round. And they've got a small digger, a little bobcat. Another little truck thing. And they're, you can hear me squelching. Go around there, look, tomorrow. Go right now. It's a bit wet here. Oh, feet submerged. Okay, catch you in a bit. And we're back. So, tomorrow, tell everybody now what we're about to do. What's that there? What we're doing?
Going under the railway bridge.
That's right. We're going under the mountain railway. Doing really well. This bit's not, you know, it's not too bad. We the start's really steep. We're gonna hit a steep bit in a minute, I know that, but this bit's fairly easy. Starting to meet people come back down now. Not many though, there's only about 10 people come back down. Quite surprised. But anyway, it's very overcast now, big angry clouds. It's getting colder all the time. Tomorrow's decided to keep her fleece jacket on, zipped open. Are you warm?
A bit, but I'm a bit cold.
How are you finding it so far?
Hard and easy.
Hard and easy. This bit of it, this, you come under the railway bridge here and there's a bit gnarliness, isn't there? We've got to pick our way up, haven't we? With little legs. Little steps now. Maybe come this way. This is easy. Slippy slate though, careful. Okay, we'll catch you in a bit. Well, it's been a couple of hours since I last spoke. I did intend to say something at the halfway cafe, but kind of concentrated on dealing with Tamara. I don't know whether she was getting a blister or she was complaining of just a generally sore heel, but got some Compeed on there. A bit of scrap and stuff. Just met with a fellow social hiker, Paul Byrne, at PRB43 on the Twitterness. Stopped and had a quick chinwag with him. He was on his way down. And we're nearly there. Just had a nice text from TurboStream. Thanks for that, Adrian. We've had a couple of points where things may have got to little legs with me here, but you're all ready to get there now, aren't you? We're just a couple of hundred metres, really. Thousands of people on the hill today. Sudden influx of people coming down. Did you walk up? You got the train up and walked down? All right. Yeah. Good, oh, good. We hope to do the reverse way around.
All right. Yeah, it depends. I mean, apparently there's lots of people walking down today. So.
Yeah.
I've looked in the carriages of them going down and there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's not for me, it's just in case.
All right.
Little legs.
Yeah.
We have some scran on the top and then we'll away. Yeah. Good.
You're nearly there.
Nearly there. All the best, thank you. Yeah. All right now. Triple surfboards. How about getting to the triple summit? Today we'll just get to the one. That's away. Away. So, up to a spring. The weather is fantastic. It's a little bit nippy, but it would be at this altitude. So we can, our view is not impeded by the cloud at all. We can see as far as we can see. There's a big cloud gathering over Clamberis now, well, just a bit before it. Maybe got a dump on Clamberis, but we'll see. So we'll catch you again at the top. Right, that's it. We've reached the summit of Snowdon. Careful, careful. Oh, and there's a lot of people. Couple of hundred people here. A little bit stressful to get your picture taken at the trig point on the top, but otherwise we're here. The sun's just come up. We could see our breath before, got a bit nippy. Oh, it's just absolutely fantastic. And now we've got to get down. We're gonna run down.
No, we're not.
Time for something to eat. Thanks for listening. You okay? Are you going to have a sleep in the car, do you think? No? Hungry though, are you? Okay, we'll get something to eat. When we get to the bottom, are you glad we've got the train down? Not far to go now. Turn this bend to the right and we should see the bottom. Much better weather now though, isn't it? Sunny. So we're now back down at the car park. Just cooked some food on a little stove in the boot, and we're having Wayfarers. What are you having?
Sausages and
beans.
Beans.
And I'm going to have a Lancashire hot pot. This is Wayfarers boiling a bag, on the go camping, hiking meals. And we were going to have them at the top, but. Yeah, little legs here, got a bit tired, and we managed to get on a train. We got two of the remaining four seats.
Four.
There was one opposite us, and there was one behind me. So there was two left. So we got two of the four seats that were left. And so we're back in the car. How are you feeling?
Great.
But are you tired?
Yeah,
you are. We're gonna have this scram, and you've got blisters on the back of your right heel as well, haven't you? One on your left, one tiny one on your left, and a few on the right heel.
One,
so
two,
we'll compete those bad boys up, and you'll be good as new soon. It's been a fantastic day. The sun is now blazing. It's now 6:05. The sun is now blazing. It's really warm down here in the bottom. It was cold up on the top. You know, so much so that you could see your breath. And we probably did the right thing by getting the train down. It might have been a little too much for Miss Little Legs here. Thanks for listening. It's been a bit higgledy-piggledy because the main effort was to get up that mountain.
Higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is...
Big Rick Out.
No.
All one word out.
Yeah.